We have to choose to succeed. 2,154 tigers and 14,000 scientists. When we think about it, we know deep down that nobody ever notices the last tree being cut down. A child may notice shrubs, but nobody will remember the trees, and no one will care when the last patch of shrubs is gone. At no point will humanity ever be threatened with complete extinction. Not by nuclear weapons, not by asteroids or supervolcanoes. These are dark imaginings, and we are creators, adventurers, dreamers, leaders, and poets. But there is a small but. Because we are walking a path that we chose not to completely be in control of. I think it is because of all those who tried to shape paths, they all faded of old age and created a vacuum for evil men to temporarily take their place and burn it all down. Evil men are powerful, but only because they use fire to wooden cathedrals of knowledge that took centuries to build. See, they are sick and primitive creatures, and wise do not build fireproof libraries. There is no time. Nobody chooses to be evil. An evil man can be cured, or they can be pushed aside by holding up wisdom, courage, dignity, nobility, authenticity, and the full sum of a person's history as a value above mere age or diploma, medals, or other nonsense. See, it matters how a person rose, not just that they are above somehow. In our wisdom, we no longer hold the police officer in high regard. They are no longer heroes. Just the worst kind of a social worker. In our wisdom, we don't celebrate politicians. We only expect them to perform their duties and leave office better than they found it. Failing, they will go to prison. We are all equal. No kings. Only humans, and more importantly, earthlings. We are a miracle, an accident of nature, of complexity, of the universe, of cosmos. We can't survive in the mountains, under the sea, during winter, or even alone, or in a prison cell. There's only a narrow window where we are safe and where we grow. This world has not been granted to us. We emerged in it by a beautiful, magnificent accident. And there are others. Most of the other worlds are probably gone as entire civilizations can fade. Indeed, 99% of all the species that emerged along with us on Earth are gone now. It is just how things work for creatures that are not aware of what they are doing in the long run, that do not contemplate themselves and the consequence of their action. But we are thinking creatures. We are brilliant, and we have a bright future. And that future has been captured by poets in many sci-fi stories of starships and space-time travel. But today, right here on Earth, because we chose not to shape our paths, the younger generations are vulnerable to falling to traps that we were not fully conscious of when following old ways. One such trap is world poverty. The butterfly effect that is born of poverty causes a great deal of damage, especially to our development as great beings. Greatness is what growing all the way up leads to. See, the future generations will struggle with climate and wars and hunger. Not because those are impossible or hard problems, but because they are mere symptoms. They are symptoms of lack of real education, which in itself is a symptom of poverty. And poverty is rooted in our misuse of the concept of money. The concept of money is only useful for humanity if it helps it grow, not when it's holding it back. Today, the entire humanity is being strangled by this incomplete system of understanding. What it needs to function correctly is not complex solutions, new policies, and more politicians. It simply needs a special world bank, or a bank at the center of every nation. A strange little bank that provides all the human beings with a plastic credit card, and beyond a reasonable daily spending limit, does not keep track of the debt. That is all. Heart card. I know this is confusing for hard-working people, for the economists even, for those who brainlessly watch tigers die, certainly. But this card need not be for anyone alive today. Let us wait until all those who worry about confusing ideas, whilst tolerating warnings of untold suffering by 14,000 scientists, become too old to even pretend to care. Let simple minds worry about the debt of which it is illegal to keep track of. Let them complain that their neighbors stopped working, that nobody is there to plow the fields that are now overgrown and wild. Let them complain about the failing factories that once had all the workers line up in the morning for more wage slavery. Let them worry that books create strange and new ideas, that they change people into creatures that are no longer understandable or traditional. Let them worry about the World Union, about the United States of the world. They are beyond the reach of the future generations. The future doesn't understand why opinion was once equal to fact. And why? Why the tigers had to die? Let us help the future generations outgrow us, and let us make it a new human tradition. No child is to start at the same height as their elders, or be damned to learn from the same mistakes that their elders failed to learn from. They have to see the cause from the symptom. They have to learn to spot the last tree and make permanent repairs to the long chains of reactions that lie behind complex systemic failures, such as our inability to address climate change. Parents, help your children reject fake education. Help them to real knowledge that makes a difference, that creates results. Help them to real books written by great beings with great visions and long nature trails. Help them to the wisdom of 10,000 biographies. Help them rage against world poverty that we shouldn't be in. That holds us back from growing all the way up, from understanding the consequences of global actions completely. Theirs is the future. Theirs, as we've had ours already. Therefore, theirs is the world. May each generation start with visions greater than those of the previous.